I don't know if that's his name or not, but I'm not having too many details to see the play. I'm not going to say 100% for sure.
His brother that lives there was arrested probably like a year and a half ago.
Okay.
As well. So.
All right, it's 4
o'clock. We figured a lot was going on. And then their mother, maybe 5 years ago, I would say she's as tall as I am, maybe like 60 pounds. And she died of alcoholism. Like, she could barely check the mail. She was so scared.
Oh, okay.
So there's a lot of dysfunction going on there.
4 o'clock on January 27th, 2012. Interview with... Shot everything down here.
Is it okay to stick out tongues and make siren noises when the police are here asking me questions, Adam? Is it okay with you, Roger, if he makes a lot of noise while we're trying to talk?
All right.
Hyper is the understatement.
Well, I have an 8-year-old and I have a 4-year-old. And my 4-year-old's a lot like that.
Yeah.
God, right now she's at the point.
They're just like down. Right?
Oh, here's my partner Ed.
Oh, come on in.
Hi, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Not too bad.
It's actually been a horrible day, huh? But. I'm sorry, it didn't stand up. Nice to meet you.
No,
how are you?
Fine.
Come sit down. It's fine.
Oh, thank you.
Would you like a soda?
No, I'm good. Thank you.
Okay.
Here we go. Fine.
Okay, 10, 12. Yeah, I talked to her.
Okay, good.
Okay. So tell me what happened from when you got made aware of what was going on. What were you doing? What did you see?
I was in the back room, and I heard 3 shots fired, and I started because I was scared because he wasn't in the house. He had walked outside.
Okay.
And then I... Alex, yeah, you had to turn it down. And then he came inside, and I go, what was that noise? He goes, Mommy, I think it was the neighbors. It was those neighbors.
Okay.
And I thought he was, like, hitting the air conditioning unit with something. And then I would say minutes, if not seconds, went by, and I heard another round, maybe 4 to 6 more shots fired from the same gun. Because it was like boom, 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 and then there was a pause, and then I heard boom, 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 a few more. But it sounded like the same weapon to me. It sounded the exact same sound.
Okay.
And I was like, what's going on? So I ran out that door, and I saw the girl over here, Amanda, on the phone. No, Victoria, because she was in the house, and she was on the phone with somebody, and she was freaked out, and she said something about guns, and her parents were up in the barn with the horses, and so she was running full speed. Okay. And I'm going, what's going on? What's going on? And she's like, oh, they have guns or something. And so I looked out the window, and I saw the detective in the front yard, and he was wearing slacks and a white polo shirt, and he had a big rifle on his shoulder.
Okay.
And then I saw the parents, the dad and the sister, come out and look around and turn around and walk back inside.
Where were you at when you heard the initial three shots? Just kind of walk me through everything.
Oh, okay. I was back here in the bedroom.
Okay. So you hear...
I'm back here in the bedroom, you know, I was pulling my clothes, doing my laundry or something, and I heard, you know, it was like bam, 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 and I was like, oh, you know, we actually hear gunshots a lot here because we have these orchards here and there's people doing whatever they're not supposed to be doing. And so he's gone out this back door. So I come in here and I'm like, what happened? And I go, and he comes in and he goes, Mommy, I think it was the neighbors. So we go out, and then I think that's when I saw the people out there.
So you came out here.
I did. So I came out the door. And we have a pretty good view of their house from here.
Okay.
When we talked about...
So then I'm coming out here and I'm seeing them come out, and the detective kind of walked up the driveway, and he had a big rifle on his thing. And so I went back inside.
Okay.
So that house you described is the one with the yellow tape on it?
Yes, absolutely. We call them hillbillies because they have music playing at all hours. Odd times, we hear a lot of screaming, a lot of fighting, and drama.
Voices fighting, male-female voices, just male-based?
We've seen... And then another one was with some friends in the garage. And then at another time, the my brother was arrested. The detectives came up here, and they asked me a few questions about him. And next thing you know, they were over there arresting him, and then we didn't see him for a few months.
Okay. How long ago was that?
That was probably, I would say, like, maybe about a year ago.
Okay.
And then other times we've heard, you know, them yelling, and we assumed he's living in that motorhome this whole time in the driveway, because it would be 6 o'clock in the morning and I'd walk out and there'd be a bonfire going in the front yard. And I'm like, he must be really cold. He has no electricity in that thing, and he's coming out making mm-hmm. a fire to warm up in the morning.
Okay.
So then after all that fire went, I went out that way and I saw her running up. Yes, she is my husband's sister.
Right. So where do the people live that you said you saw the other one?
One over.
Oh, okay.
They
so
have
next...
the little horses
oh, okay.
and these dogs that are just like ferocious at the gate.
Okay, so you come out, you'd heard the 3 shots, you find your son, he says, I think it's the neighbors, you come out here, you see a detective walking up the driveway.
Yes. Yes.
With like a rifle of
yes.
some sort he's carrying.
It was a black rifle and it was probably about that
okay.
big, and it was over his shoulder.
Okay.
White polo shirt. White
yes.
guy, black guy, tank.
I would say he looked Caucasian, maybe
okay.
a little something else.
Color
but he
hair
had
or anything? Or?
Dark.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And it was a white long sleeve
okay.
and a brown slacks belt.
How do you know the detective, though, from this distance?
Just carrying a black rifle like that, and but dressed like that, and you just kind of...
Okay.
And then the weird thing was, is and that was my husband's first question. I go, there's shots fired. And he goes, was it before the police or after the police? And I said, it was before, because the siren started afterwards. So I was thinking, they must be watching him because he's up to no good. Something's going on. And he
mm-hmm.
you know, I understand maybe he was armed or something. And
right. Now, were you out here when you heard the other shots?
No, I wasn't. I was in the house.
Okay,
and
so
at that
you had come out.
Yeah.
You had seen your neighbors doing their thing, then you go back in the house, and then that's when you heard more gunshots?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
So total 3, then 3.
I swear I heard 3. First it was like, bam, bam, like, I'm thinking, like, I hear this, boom, 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 like, he's hitting
so
that
you're thinking,
with something.
You're thinking your son's beating up your air conditioner.
Yeah, and then I went, I better make sure, and then I come out here, and I see this, and go back in. I'm pretty sure that I heard more once I went back in. It could have all happened before that, but I'm pretty sure it was 3. We went inside, we heard more, went out that way, saw her running.
Okay. And the second group, how many do you think you saw?
Between 4 and 6.
Or heard, yeah. So 3 initially,
uh-huh.
and then you can't remember if it was before or after you came out here.
Yeah, but I was definitely inside when
but
I heard
you were
it
inside and you
again.
Heard 4
yeah.
to 6 more.
And I said, okay, we're coming in, we're shutting all the doors, and we kind of like looked from the window. But it definitely sounded the exact same weapon to me. But
okay.
I could be mistaken, but it sounded okay. the exact same sound.
Did you call the... police or anything like that?
No, because it was like within 30 seconds, we were like, whew! We heard the sirens going. We're like,
okay.
oh, they're already coming.
Okay.
Okay.
Did you hear anything being said
no.
after the shots?
No, nothing.
Well,
did
prior
you...
to the shots?
No, nothing.
Now, you said you saw the detective walking up the driveway. Did you see
yes.
anybody else?
At that point, no.
Okay.
No. And then I saw the family come outside.
Okay, and was that when you were inside or outside?
I was actually in the kitchen window.
Okay, so you're looking out there.
I was inside looking through the kitchen window.
Okay. So when you're out here,
uh-huh.
you just saw the detective.
Yes.
Dark hair, white shirt, carrying a rifle.
Yes.
Walk up the driveway. You went back in the house.
Yeah, and I went out that way and saw her running, and she went back in.
But you did say.
I should have wrote this all down, right?
No.
Like
okay. You don't think of it, though.
Okay.
And so you end up looking out your kitchen window again, and you see, who did you see come out of the house?
The dad.
Do you know his name?
The neighbors do. I want to say it's like a Mike or something.
Whatever. And if you don't, you do. If you don't, you don't.
What does he look like? If you
tall, large build, very large gut. Just exhausted. white hair.
Older gentleman.
Yeah, and I'm saying his wife died years ago. We saw Woods here at the grocery store with bottles of whiskey, and she was like just skin, and she could barely walk out to that mailbox. And then one day we saw the police in the corner here, and we're like, oh, she's gone.
Right.
And then they moved all in, and then all these kids with all this trauma started.
Okay. So when the wife was
died.
There with the dad, everything was...
They weren't there. It was just
there. Right. Was everything fine then?
Yeah.
And then
everything
when she goes...
Then. Except for when we moved in and she goes, oh, you're putting your house there. Now I can't shoot my bobcats with my pistol from my house. But like, what are you talking about?
Have they had instances in the past where someone said shooting bobcats and shooting weapons from that
no,
house?
No,
no.
But that was something she
But it was somewhere. Always something was suspicious because there was always partying and drinking. And you know, as the night progressed, things just get louder and louder and louder.
How late did that go on?
2.
I'm glad your noise reverberates here in the valley here.
Yeah, and then at one point we heard one night it was a really bad fight, and then the people who know them closest are the town. They ask him to feed their dogs and their donkeys while they're gone. And I'm a pet sitter. I'm like, why are they letting this guy in their house?
Well, that's the house.
Yeah, and so John was just there like 2 days ago talking to this guy forever like he's his best buddy. I could never figure out what was going on there. But they haven't been out of their house.
Have they? I don't know.
Anybody live? This is just a garage over here.
This one? Oh, in this garage? No, this is actually my father-in-law's place, and that's just where his motorhome's in there. No,
he's about 3 years old.
The older ones were at school, but you could ask him. He might know more than I do. He might have seen something. Three. I don't know. He's too little.
Yeah, so the two older ones. We'll get their names and just make sure that they weren't here.
They weren't here.
They weren't here. They were at Chaparral. So I hope you guys don't mind, but I had to open this top gate here and go out through the orchards to go get my kids and my dog and everything because
we
couldn't leave.
We're if like I gave one of your other neighbors, I said if they leave, said no, we're gonna probably be here a few hours.
Yeah.
Like 4 or 5.
Yeah.
Four.
Probably, yeah. I'd say close to 10 o'clock, probably.
So, if you need to go somewhere, there's no...
No, you just go up Montavo. If anybody else needs you, go up Montavo, and then turn left on Ternez, and it comes right
well,
back.
Well, for you,
with,
here,
so
but for people that are on...
Yeah, they're stuck.
Six or, yeah, they're kind of stuck, so...
That's what Tish was saying. I can't get out. My parents, she got somebody to come pick her up, so...
So what are your... The sons that were in school, though, just looking to send in the report. They're at Chaparral, you said?
Yeah. Oh, actually, that's his friend.
Oh. How old Alan?
12.
Okay. And he was at school. Probably a good place.
Yes.
Yeah.
And in Washington school.
Actually, it's like as soon as he walked in the door, for Christmas he got one of those little airsoft guns with the little rubber pellets, and he walks outside and starts shooting, and I go, "Are you kidding me? You need to make smarter choices here. Why are you pulling out your little plastic thing after somebody just gets shot next door?" I'm like, they don't think.
It's 3.
I know, it's 12. But, you know, and his 3-year-old standing next to him. I was like, guys, come on.
Yeah.
It's okay. I mean, what do you guys think? Should they have that or not? I mean, I didn't want them to have
well,
it.
Well, it's a decision you need to make as far as supervision and, you know, where you're allowed to do it. I mean, that's a
because we live in this kind of a neighborhood. It's like, it's okay here. It's not.
I mean, when I was a kid, we had real guns.
Yeah.
It's a different time now.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's a much different time.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's a decision you got to make as a parent is what, how mature you believe
but
your children are.
But we just
are,
saw on the news, an 8th grader who brought his pellet gun to school and he got shot in the head.
Because they look so real.
Yeah, it looks so
that's
real.
The thing is those airsofts, if they don't have that orange tip on them.
Oh, that's what
I'm,
it is.
You know, as a cop and a family man and having a family, I'm going to go home. I see something like that. I don't know if it's real or not.
Yeah.
And then also they've had some criminal elements will make handguns
to look like an
orange tip on it
or like the fluorescent green.
So we'll think you'll kind of is it or is it not? Well, that little moment is where they take advantage of you. So.
All right. Are you okay with? I mean, you're not.
I mean, it's sad. No, I mean, it's sad. It's just like you see somebody out there every day watering, but I mean, I would never really talk to him because I just knew it was bad news.
Did you ever have any interaction with him at all? Or other than...
Yeah, a couple times.
Okay.
A couple times. Like one day I was feeding their animals, I was walking back, he's like, oh, watch out for those geese. You know, it's just like, why are you even saying anything to me?
Okay.
And that's who you're talking
about. So just kind of conversation as you pass, not stand there and have a chat. Okay.
No, not something I wanted to divulge any
time to. Who else lived in the house with the dad?
You know, there was a lot of random people. There's a blonde lady who I assume is older brother who's just kind of looks like him but bigger, and the dad. And And it's like, once they were out of town, so I took care of their dogs. It's just weird. And so I went over there, and then all of a sudden there's this white pit bull in there, like, ready to attack me. And I'm like, whoa, I'm not walking into this yard right now, because I don't know where this dog came from. So I walk over, and I knocked on their door, and it took a while. And finally, this girl comes to the door with a towel on her head. I'm like, where's all your dogs? And she's like, I don't know. And I'm like, well, one of them's in the yard. Oh, that's not my dog. Like, I'm like, well, whose dog is it? I don't know. But sure enough, it had dug a hole under the fence, and he was in there. So I'm like, well, what kind of people come to the door and don't even know their dogs are missing or refuse to even look over the fence to say it's theirs? So I'm just, I was like, who is that? I don't know. So,
all right.
Well, talk to
Which one? Willie?
The people up here who live up
there. The dad left, but Victoria should still be there, I think. They can't go anywhere. But she was definitely in her house when it all happened, because when I looked over, she was on her phone and she was beeline
for
her mom.
Is that their house over there with the Volkswagen Bug and the Jaguar?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. You guys can walk out this way if you want to.
I saw somebody one.
Just beware, their dogs are just...
Mommy, don't come in the house.
Their dogs are kind
Don't come
crazy.
In the house? What'd you do?
You spilled soda in there.
You spilled soda?
Yeah, and I was trying to...
Where's the soda spilled?
And on the couch, and I was trying...
Go get a big towel, fast as you can. Clean it up.
We don't have any towels.
Yeah, they're in the bathroom.
Oh. All right, well, I appreciate your time.